For many senators, the legislation was personal. That was the case with Republican Senator Renee Unterman, who spoke about her late son, Zach.
He didn't talk until he was 3 years old, and we were so proud of him. He said, Mama, and he said, Daddy. And nobody knew what autism was. Nobody. There was no Marcus Institute. There was nowhere to go.
Unterman says she spent countless hours trying to get her son help.
He saw psychiatrists. He saw psychologists. And you know what? It costs a lot of money.
But despite that help, Unterman says her son didn't graduate from high school because he couldn't concentrate. And eventually, Unterman says Zach took his own life.
And it was tragic.
Unterman says she's seen positive outcomes for children with autism who receive early diagnosis and treatment. And she urged senators to help others who suffer from conditions similar to her son's.
But I'm here to ask you not to let other children, to give them a second chance. Lots of people don't have money. The majority of people don't have money to be able to afford, to be able to take care of this disease process.
Democratic Senator Nan Orrick also spoke in support of the bill, but she says she wishes the legislation went further.
I would much prefer to see us have a bill that covers children up to the age of 18. That's what's needed. That seems to not be what's politically possible at this point.
The legislation would not require autism treatment coverage for plans under a federal health insurance exchange that Georgians can participate in under the Affordable Care Act. Companies with 10 or fewer employees would also be exempt. It would also allow insurance companies to limit coverage for applied behavior analysis to $35,000 per year. The bill now heads to the House, where it's expected to receive some resistance from a number of Republicans who are concerned about the state placing a mandate on private businesses. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capitol.